Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Look, as negative as things are, at least we're aware of what was coming and we're not being caught flat-footed. But if we simply say no and speak up and know that God is there with us at the same time, we can't lose. Let's move through a lot of your calls. These are amazing callers so far. Sebastian in Washington says, but media manipulation and how it brainwashes families. Give us your take on that.
Well, let me just say I'm a first-time caller, and this, what I've had to deal with my family has been mostly sad, but in a way, it's so sad that it actually is funny in a way. Like, I'll just say I have a background in journalism and broadcasting. I studied journalism for 3 years. I've done 6 years as a radio DJ, and I kind of learned about the media and why I can't really trust it. So I tried to tell my family, I'm like, look, they're just so brainwashed by the mainstream media. Every single thing that they see, they take it to heart. They sit there, they're at the edge of their seat every time they see, you know, the news, they have to live by it. I've had some of them, the second that a shot came available, they had to leave a family meeting and run and take it. And the level of manipulation that they're, I was around my brother and his fiance a few months ago. I had to move out of my house at the time, and I had to drop what I was doing out of the kindness of my heart to help them. This is the kind of craziness that they're doing. Because I was around them in a near vicinity for 2 weeks after I left their home. My brother called me and complained and said, well, my fiance, because you were around us, she's going to be wearing a mask around the house for the next 2 weeks. Now, this isn't like a BDSM 50 Shades of Grey type mask. No, this is a cloth-based diaper.
Sure, but they're all into the hysteria and using it to be a victim. They're like interfacing with the media and like, oh, it's so cool I'm doing this. They're idiots. And I'm sorry for your family member. It's not going to end well with that woman. She is satanically connected to the lie.
Oh, yeah. And a total like social justice keyboard warrior. We're like to the point where like if someone goes out in the street and yells, I identify as a duck-billed platypus, and you do something as anything shy of throwing them a parade with confetti flowing through the air, you're a racist, you're a bigot.
You can laugh at her and say she's an idiot. She's a woman, and a lot of women rebel against tyranny, but many women, men too, they Stockholm. They go, I will join with the authority. Like the Japanese are tough folks, but they will go under authority. It's the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, well, the authority says this, and she's just trying to conform. She, to her, you see, even though it's her own destruction, she's trying to conform to what she believes is victory.
Yeah, and it's just the, I've, like, obviously, like, I've been kind of the black sheep of my family, like, most of my life, but I'm the one who, throughout this whole pandemic, was trying to, you know, get the family together and be like, you know what? We may have our differences, but we are a family. What really matters is that we should be a family. Let's treat each other as such. But the division has never been worse. And when these shots first started coming out, like at the beginning of the year, my family said, what we should do is we need to gang together and we need to force my 93-year-old grandmother to take the shot the first day it rolls out that we need
to. And then when she dies, we fetish it. We kind of get off on it a little bit.
Yeah. And Alex, it's the craziness is, I'm the only, everyone else was like, yes, we need to make her do it. We need to make her do it. I am the only one in the family to go, you know, maybe we should let her make a decision on her own. Oh, I got backlash like crazy. I was ridiculed. I was chastised and I was wrong in every way, shape or form. How dare I open my mind? How dare I disagree?
So what happened to her?
Oh, she took the shot. They ended up getting her. I'm the only person in my family to not take the shot, and it's crazy. I have the messages I could even send over.
Hey, brother, they don't respect you. They're in a hypnotized state. I still love your family. Let the dead bury the dead. I'd move on and create your own family with a woman that knows what's going on. So sorry to hear that. Yeah. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More calls in 60 seconds. In 60 seconds, I have a really bad tendency about going into too much detail. But listeners and viewers know that I straight shoot you. The last thing I would do is BS you. I personally have a reminder on the calendar on my phone that at least once a week I've got to take Survival Shield X2 or X3. Because when I don't, my energy, my stamina, my libido, my focus, everything is not half as good as it should be. This is a product system that everyone should be taking because it's not just a product. It is essential in the body, and most iodine is found in the food you get. Most people are very deficient in it. So we have X2 for 50% off with free shipping, edible bakery points. X3, 60% off free shipping, edible bakery points, running through July 4th because I want you to experience X2 and X3, particularly X3. I'm not saying it's better than X2, but this is something that can really benefit everybody, and it funds the M4. So get your X2 and X3 with free shipping. Massive discounts now at InfoWarsStore.com. In 1814, we took a little trip.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and they must have...
All right, let me hit this controversy, then I'm going right back to your phone calls, loaded phone lines here. Soul Shines, Up Next, and so many others. But it became a big controversy this week with Brian Stelter with almost no viewers. I mean, literally, they had like a 500,000 viewers on CNN, which is dead last in the TV cable news area. But on Twitter, they had 20 million views. On Facebook, they had millions of views. I mean, it was a huge story this week, but only because they attacked Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones. And then Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy became these giant laughingstocks. And I predict this weekend, when they air their show, it'll be even lower ratings. It's the lowest it's ever been for them. So my old friend, lives here in Austin now, Joe Rogan, waded into this with Adam Curry, the founder of podcasting, yesterday, and defended myself and Tucker Carlson. So I appreciate the defense of reality, but it's got them in full panic mode because, you know, Joe Rogan's got his average podcast gets watched about 10 million times. The big ones, 50, 60, 100 million times. Now you think Brian Stelter can't get a 500,000 viewers. Imagine this self-appointed CNN, you know, big tech, Time Warner funding. He's supposedly God. And then here's Joe Rogan with, oh, my small show's 10 million. My big show's 80 million. My top show's 150 million. Oh, yeah, I've done Joe Rogan shows with 150 million views. You count all the different systems up. Elon Musk is the only one that's got a bigger podcast than me. He's got 150 million. I got like 110 million. Again, people want freedom. It's not about, oh, I've got 100 million viewers. It's not about that. It's about you want freedom. It's not me. It's that you want that. You love freedom. You're with it. You get it. And they want to gaslight and say that's a bad thing. But it doesn't work. Because a little Joe Rogan show has 10 million viewers, and a big Joe Rogan show has 70 million viewers, and a hot Joe Rogan show has 100 million viewers, and a record Joe Rogan show has 160 million viewers. It's all known. What are you going to do about that when Alex Jones has got 110 million viewers? Well, you call for it to be shut down, don't you? Because you can't compete. Because the people are actually good. They want the truth. So here's Adam Curry and Joe Rogan yesterday.
everywhere. There's all kinds of, it's information war. I give Alex Jones that 100%. I've always been jealous of InfoWars because that's what we're living in. It's truly information war. And this has been waged on us going back to the 60s.
There was a funny thing where Brian Stelter was on CNN comparing Tucker Carlson to Alex Jones.
I saw that this morning.
And they were showing things that Tucker Carlson said versus things that Alex Jones said. And they were like, are these guys, and he said it in such a funny, dismissive way. He's like, are they bros? Are they exchanging information? But what he didn't show by doing this, by pointing out the two things that Alex Jones talked about and Tucker Carlson talked about, both men were saying things that are logical.
Mm-hmm.
They're both saying what you said earlier, like there was most likely agent provocateurs that at least had some part in that January 6th invasion of Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not an outrageous thing to say. So just by connecting him to Alex Jones, he's trying to dismiss Tucker Carlson, but what he's not dismissing is the actual veracity of the statements.
Of course not.
But the things that he's saying aren't that outrageous. Like, what were the things that they pointed out? See if you can find that. There's a clip that's online.
It was all about January 6th.
It was several things.
Mm-hmm.
But those things were not outrageous. It's not like, the gender-dimensional child molesters are coming through your window in the middle of the night.
You do such a good Alex Jones.
I know the guy forever.
I need like a jingle, like an Alex Jones, Adam Curry jingle from you. Just so
I can do it. I actually play Alex Jones in Sturgill Simpson's album. Sturgill Simpson's in his most recent album. There's the opening segment, a guy gets in the car and he's spinning through the radio dials trying to find something to listen to. And there's Alex Jones ranting and raving about the Illuminati, and that's me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Ah, you're good, man. That's good. That's good. You got it down.
Yeah,
really
okay,
do.
So here it is. This is Oliver Darcy was on.
Is this smokable?
Yeah. Here, so you got a lighter.
January 6th.
Let's see. Let's hear what the things are.
All right.
But go. Press it from the beginning.
Emails.
It's not that I think the government.
My God, how old is this? 2011.
It's admitted that they do it.
It is a lie to say there are no risks. There are risks in everything, including in.
No. Please go back from the beginning. Go back from the beginning.
Got killed.
No. We didn't hear the beginning because he said something in the beginning about them spying on him. Because Tucker Carlson is saying the government's spying on him, and then Alex Jones from a long time ago was saying that they spy on him. So listen to this.
Emails.
It's not that I think the government spies on me. It's admitted that they do.
It is a lie to say there are no risks. There are risks in everything, including in getting a vaccine.
Everybody's got family that got killed or got sick from a vaccine.
So FBI operatives were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, according to government documents.
It is overwhelming, the evidence that criminal elements of the federal government provocateured and staged January 6th.
Okay, pause.
All right.
So what he just showed, none of that is outrageous. First of all, we know from Edward Snowden that the NSA has been monitoring emails
everything.
So that's fact.
Well, it's a little different. They collect everything, and then when they need it, they go in and get it.
Exactly. But the idea that they're not monitoring Alex Jones is insane, right?
Yeah, of course.
So whether or not they're monitoring Tucker Carlson, I don't know. But we know that they have the ability to do so. Edward Snowden exposed this.
Mm-hmm.
This is truth, right? They've admitted it. This is why he's living in Russia now, right? This is why he's on the run. So there's that. Then Tucker Carlson said that there's some risk to the vaccines. There is a risk to every medication that people take.
Mm-hmm.
It's a relatively small risk. Like, if 170 million people have been vaccinated, if it was just 1% died, we would have 1,700,000 deaths from the vaccine. That's outrageous, and it's not the case. So it's a very small risk, relatively.
I don't know.
But hold on.
There's no numbers that I can look at.
But hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's true. So what he said is true. He didn't say that it's a terrible thing, don't get it,
no.
It's killing everybody. It's not what he said. He said there is a risk. Alex Jones says everybody knows someone who's died or who's been hurt by the vaccine. I know people that have had strokes. Mm-hmm. I know people that have had adverse reactions. That's why the VAERS report exists. Now, do I know that they absolutely got those strokes from the vaccine? Of course I don't.
Yeah.
There's a lot of correlation. Does that mean causation? We don't know. We don't know what
What he factually said was not
incorrect. But what he said is not outrageous. So he's comparing, they're comparing these things in this really weird, disingenuous way to try to make it look like everything that Tucker Carlson's saying is insane because Alex Jones says something as well. If Alex Jones says drink water and take vitamins, mm-hmm. and I say drink water, take vitamins, am I Alex Jones? Like, what does that mean? The other thing that he said was the Capitol Hill thing. Now, if there are government files that if you could read these government papers that actually do say that there were Asian provocateurs that had something to do with the Capitol Hill attack.
Mm-hmm.
If Alex Jones says that and Tucker Carlson says that, but yet the fact remains that it's true. Who gives a fuck? And how are they making that connection? That connection is so weird. And the connection is just to try to discredit Tucker Carlson. But that this is your news. That this is coming from America's trusted news source.
Right.
And that this is how... this is.
They know humanity's awakening. The full video of Adam Curry and Joe Rogan is at InfoWars.com. It's also on Spotify. Thank you, Joe. I told you, folks, once Joe got free, he was going to be hardcore. Now you're all seeing it. I told you 6-8 months ago. I told you a year ago. And you see it now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Confidence game that I'm scared to cover this news. It's the opposite. I don't feel confident right now. I'm sitting here with the keys to destiny. I'm sitting here with the answers to defeat the globalists. And I feel pathetic. I don't know what to do. I got a loaded phone line. So many incredible souls calling here. Like soul shined. And right here I got patents and bills, all named 666. Which are the corporate filings on our destruction. And if I cover it, nobody cares. It's weird. If I sat here for a month saying, I'm going to release the ultimate secret, I'm going to defeat them, I'm going to annihilate them, and then I did it, we'd beat them. But that doesn't feel like me to sit on this, like I'm sitting on some egg or something. I don't know what to do. You know, if I could, like, cut my fingers off to defeat the globalists, I'd do it. Cut my arm off. I mean, I'd do anything to beat them. I really do want to beat them. But see, I can't do that alone, can I? Because what does it matter if I tell you this? That's all Rush Limbaugh thing he did. God bless him. I mean, you know, because if I just mention this, nobody gives a damn. Nobody cares. You know, I've never figured out the internet. It decides what to take from the show and make big. I've just got all these bills with 666 on them and total world government forced inoculation and taking you and putting you in a FEMA camp. I mean, it's all right here. I mean, the Democrats ought to be arrested for creating this. You know, people used to get pomp and circumstance, too. Like, when I was a little kid, my dad go, your mom's tired. She wants us to buy this for the Sunday dinner, the neighbor's small little store, the grocery store. I'd be driving through Dallas. I'd go, Dad, look, there's spotlights. That means a movie theater. That means a new movie. Can we go to a movie? Sometimes you go, yeah, let's go ahead and go see that movie. One time it was Raiders of the Lost Ark. You pull in, I get Milk Duds and popcorn and a Coca-Cola. And I go in. We're supposed to go grocery shopping because mom's tired. And we didn't do that. We ran off, me and Dad, and we watched Raiders of the Lost Ark. There were other times, too. Like, I say, Daddy, that's the big spotlights. That's a movie. And he'd say, oh, that's a car dealership. But the point is, if we don't make a big deal about this with all the sea of entertainment and movies and stuff, which they got everybody mesmerized with, they don't wake up. How do we break the trance to get people to care about real stuff that's happening? I've got two bills and a patent called 666 for a world ID total lockdown martial law system. Introduced officially by Nancy Pelosi. I mean, this is what they want. So I ask you again, if I read this to you right now, you wouldn't care and it would have no effect. So what do I do? What do I do? I don't know what I do. I just know this. We're in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to take your calls right now. So the next 45 minutes, I want to get to every person that's holding before Jay Dyer takes over in the fourth hour today. But there's something particularly disgusting about reading the enemy bragging what they're doing to us. Because I love everybody legitimately. Hell, I love my cat. I love my dog. I love my daughter. I love my son. I love my daughters. I don't need to say I'm not a racist. I like black people. It's almost sick to have to say that. Oh, I'm not a racist. I really like you. But do I like you when you say I'm bad because I'm white and you're all in my face and you've been told you can do what you want to me because I'm white? Now, at a certain point, it's like, I don't want a war with you because of what color you are, but I'm not going to bow down to you because you're buying into some corporate lie. And that's really what we're at. We either transcend this now or we're done. So I'm going to go to break. I'll come back. I'm going to promise I'm going to take every damn caller we got. Like 20 people on here. But Forrest and Charlie and Soul Shines up next. We're going to get to all of you. And if I don't say this, I won't be here. So let me go ahead and say this again to everybody. Plus, these are amazing products. But let me just go ahead and get this out to everybody right now, because we won't be here if you don't support us. And I guess that's God's game. That's how God works. I haven't figured it out yet. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. You know, if I had trillions of dollars like the globalists, I'd beat them. But see, I'm not Satan, so I don't have that, do I? And I'm not complaining. I'm not a victim. I've got the deed to this planet, just like you do. I got the deed to Jesus Christ and a new soul and a new system and to be forgiven and to transmute all that and go to the next level. But I still just can't sit back on my laurels and watch all this evil take place. I've got to take action. So, it's simple. I'm sponsored by you, not the Satanist. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com. Right there it says become a sponsor. Where you can make a one-time donation or a regular donation. You can cancel anytime. It's there. That funds our operation. But let me tell you what's happening. We've got free shipping this weekend. Double Patriot points, and then it's over. We're not going to have free shipping and stuff till November. And we have everything we've got on sale, even though selling out of it means we won't have money in the future. I'm not bitching, but the breakdown in the supply chain is a problem. But it doesn't matter. You got to get the money in. So if you got to sell stuff discounted, even though more is not coming in, you do it. So here's what you should know. We have Survival Shield X2 that is the highest quality, pure, deep breath crystal iodine at 40% off with free shipping double pleasure points. And it's available right now, despite the fact that current sales rates, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. And we have the exact same X2, but with a spray bottle top for 60% off at $12 a bottle. It cost us $9 a bottle. But that's the point I've reached, where I'll just sell what I've got, even though I won't have money to buy stuff in the future. I'll get on the phone, I guess, to a bunch of big donors and beg for money, because I'm gonna go down swinging. But this is what's going on. We have the X2 spray bottle. We have the X2 dropper bottle, 40 and 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. Lost leaders to fund their operation, InfoWarsStore.com. Because, listen, how do you think it works in this universe? I'm not on air. I'm not here attacking the globalists without support. And we've got Turbo Force discounted. We've got Alpha Power, Vaso Beats, Palm Block, Supermel Vitality, Biotriselinium, Ultimate Krill Oil, Water Filtration. All of it discounted until Sunday at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of things that we can't do to stop the globalists, but there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is taking care of our bodies and our health. And listen, I'm lecturing myself at the same time. I put myself through too much stress. I don't eat right. But one thing I do remember to do is to take my Deep Earth Crystal High Quality Iodine. And that, of course, is the original X2. Incredible. It is essential in your body. It is a building block of everything that goes on. The globalists work around the clock to make sure that we are deficient in iodine and have way too much of all the garbage halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromine, and others. We also have X3. That's because some research scientists pointed out to me, and I saw the research, it was true, that some people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. So it's pure atomic iodine and then two other types that are also good for your body that some people get better benefits from. So it's apples and oranges. Both products are free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off for Survival Shield X2 and 60% off for X3, even though it's selling out right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
So we look at what's happening, and it's totally scary and out of control. But it's all right, because it's part of God's plan. I was talking to Owen Stroyer, who takes over here in about an hour and a half, and he was just like, what do we do? How do we respond to this? At a certain point, you just can't politically even cover the news anymore. You've got to just cry out to God. And really, that's what it comes down to. is that we're going to be faced with political and cultural dilemmas that are so destructive, we're just going to have to give it to God. And that's when it becomes metaphysical. That's when it becomes spiritual. It's when you're down and you don't have anything left but God, and you fire that bat signal up into the universe. And let me just give you a little news flash. You do that sincerely. It's not for some woman. It's not for your kid to live. It's not for grandma to get better. It's for humanity. God's going to answer. The question is, are you ready when those orders come down from the big guy? You ready to follow those orders? You ready for that power? You ready to have every cell in your body taken over? Because the enemy's energized. They're against our children. They've already been overtaken. God didn't trick us like Satan did to turn over our will. God's like, I'm ready to take over. Flip the switch. But here's what it means. You ready to flip that switch? That's a big question everybody's got to ask. All right, we got like 20 callers. Let's go to Soulshine in South Carolina. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
My first time calling in today and my first time making a purchase, too.
We love you. Go ahead.
Well, for the past, since COVID started, I've been tuning in pretty regular, listening. My husband's been a fan for 20 years. I'm gonna try to be as articulate and...
Well, you're on air, sweetheart. You go ahead and talk about it.
I'm going to try to be quick and make it as clear as I can, but for the past few weeks, I've been asking the Holy Spirit a question. And I have this thing where I don't really trust anyone about scripture and stuff. I go straight to the source. So I usually open up the day with, if there's something you want me to hear, I'm ready to listen. If there's something you want me to see, I'm ready to see it. And I'm upset. I'm getting emotional because every now and then you get one little glimpse and it's so overwhelming you don't know what to do with it. So I was listening to you talk about them wanting to just get rid of us, and I agree. They're after us. This is the end is nigh, as they say. But I was wondering, you know, these elites, what's in it for them? It's over and done with. What's in it for them? Because there's not going
to
be...
You can't understand that they're slaves to Satan. But that's it. They're trying to kill everybody. Because they believe if they kill people, they get all the wealth. It's very stupid. We could build trillions of worlds. We have unlimited power. But they're told, kill everybody, and you'll be empowered. They're just fools, so I wouldn't worry about them.
Absolutely. So I posed the question to the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit understands your question better than anybody else and knows how to answer it. So I was sitting here watching your piece on the little children coming across the border and thinking about how sick and disgusting that was. And you mentioned, I can't remember now where it is, but you mentioned the engraving or picture of something that says you will have nothing, you will be nothing, and you'll lack it.
Yeah, that's Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was sitting there, and that picture came to mind. And I was like, well, Holy Spirit, I don't know what you're trying to tell me. Just go ahead and speak. Well, very clearly it said they're not just for sex. They're not just to torture, they're your replacement, because they're not going to have to be re-educated. They'll just be educated. They'll be put in these places, and they'll be taught to be and do.
Oh, the UN admits that. I thank you for your call, Soulshine. Thank you. That's exactly the admitted plan of the UN. All right, up next, who's been on the longest now? That would be Charles in Vegas. Whites are evil agenda, race baiting. What do you make of that? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Well, Alex, I hate to hear you talk the way you talked a few minutes ago, that you don't know what to do and you feel pathetic. You do know what to do. You do it every day, and you got a little weak there for a minute. You're like a John
Wayne.
No,
I'm not saying you're missing what I'm saying. I'm saying I am weak. God is strong. You understand the difference?
John, John. John Wayne level patriot American. So I just want to say that it's so obvious what they are doing. First, it was locking up our patriots when they did nothing at the rally. Then it's race, trying to start a race war all summer. They're hoping white now they're doing the transgender in our face. But see, nothing worked, so now it's the kids, and they were sure that that would trigger white people going off. If we ever decided to have a race war, they know that white people they're thinking like back in the 70s because they're all old fogies. I mean, in the 70s when there was gay bashing when I grew up, yeah, that would have worked. And white people would have went out and there would have been murder everywhere. But see, that's not working.
No, I agree with you. We're dealing with 90-year-old crazy people like Charlie Munger trying to start a race war. How do we counter these old demonic pieces of filth?
Well, don't get upset and let them see you get upset about that 666. It's so obvious that they don't even have the shame or face to be embarrassed for what the people around the world think of them. They're kind of like twisted minds, and it's all going to, it's like foam coming out of the ocean. It's all going to play out. But the fact of the matter is, as far as the vaccines, the doctors, nurses, and the medical world, them are the disappointments to me. And when you see play those videos of people going to school boards for critical race theory against their, you know, in the classroom, there's 20, 50 people. There should be 20,000 people. See, America got weak. These kids are, on their knees in the middle of the street kissing black people's sneakers, apologizing for being white? That could never be when I grew up. So if that's what America's really come to, let it fall, let it wash itself out, and that'll be the reset. That'll be the good reset.
No, I agree. They know their system's going down, so they call it the reset and act like they did it. They're smartest thing I heard in the last year. They are falling. The globalist satanic system's falling. So they want to make it a race war as a distraction when it's really a human war against them. And they have discredited themselves. They are the great reset. Their collapse is the great reset. Their great reset isn't our takeover. It's their fall.
Owen Schroeder had the journalist, asking college kids, do they think America is the greatest country in the world? Half of them said no. See, this country is a bunch of mush mouses. We had a stronger generation, or I did. I don't really know how old you are, but I could tell you're a true American. My father fought Korea, his brother World War II. These kids, they should be teaching about world history and why they have their freedoms, history in college, not...
don't get their power is embracing America that's theirs. They're being taught to hate their birthright.
Yeah. I do. I love you. I don't want to see you ever.
No, I appreciate you, Charles. Listen, when I get all waxing sad about things, it's not that I'm being a wimp. It's the opposite of that, brother. I can act powerful all day and say I'm going to do this and that. I'm very sad. But I'm ready for war, and I'm not going to back down. So don't take. The thing is, I'm not going to act tough. Okay, that's already been done before. Okay, I'm not going to sit here like John Wayne and just. At a movie screen, just act like everything's not affecting me. No, I've already paid a lot. You have no idea. I'm happy to do it. Don't worry. If it's war they want, it's war they'll get. We'll be back in a few minutes. More of your phone calls to us.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome. Alex, thanks for taking my call. You hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, great. Well, I just wanted to call in and give you a couple of facts. It's very, very truthful. My dad was stationed at Air Force Base overseas in Japan. And when I was in middle school, they taught us in seventh grade geography that America was going to be reformed into different territories. And they showed us the FEMA map. And this was in 1995, 96, I believe. And, I mean, that's just the truth. I just wanted to call in and let you know
about
that.
Yeah, that was before the FEMA maps in 1979. In 1936, the New York Times had those maps as part of a world government. Yeah, I've got a copy of that somewhere around the office. And that's incredible. Right. So tell folks, so you were in a government training center, and they were telling you about FEMA takeover.
Absolutely. It was in geography class. And what was really strange is when the teacher was showing us the map, it's like he was reading our reactions. Like he was like data mining our reactions almost. He showed us and it was very, very strange. I remember it very clearly. I also wanted to add, now I have a friend and their grandpa and
Uncle Wayne got the COVID shot a few weeks ago. Grandpa died. Grandma got a heart attack, and the uncle got a stroke. And listen to this. And this, I live in Idaho, and I work in Washington. Now, in Washington State, this communist governor, Inslee, put in a new mandate that if you're not vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. And so they're segregating people even more and more. And they got all kinds of signs up at my work. They're saying we're going to come arrest you.
Whether it's New Zealand or the U.S., it's the same thing. Forced inoculation. Well, hey, I'd rather resist them than be dead. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's just crazy. They got people at my church wearing masks, black masks at church. I don't know how these people sleep at night thinking they're on the right side of anything. It's very, very strange.
Their followers, brother, just feel sorry for them and try to wake them up.
Absolutely. I mean, I give people your DVDs and information way back in the day in 2008, and I have, like, grown men give it back to me like, hey, I'm divorced, I'm in debt, I can't handle this information, and that was back in, like, 2008, and we're just domesticated, and I think
when you watch these slaves, like your governor we just showed, they're just pretending like they're in charge. They know they're doing evil. They know they're destroying humanity. Thank you, Forrest. All right, up next after you is Jacob. Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplements. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in the Twilight Zone, man.
We're living in a criminal corporate takeover. The big banks have unlimited money, and they've got all these traitors.
Yeah. I can't believe we deal with all this. I also wanted to talk about the degenerate transgender story time ordeal you brought up earlier. And how
the official San Francisco choir says, quote, we are going to corrupt your children. We're going to take them over. We're going to recruit them. We're coming for your children.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what we put up with. And I used to stay up for nights thinking about what I should do to punish these monsters. And then one night God came to me and I was given a dream. He told me that he would cleanse the evil and that there was a plan, a timeline. And so I console myself with knowing God's wrath will bring justice and to not take this into our own hands. And all we can do is law.
I too, Jacob, have been shown that.
Wow. Injustice, we're filled with rage when we see transvestites pounce our children on their crotch. God feels rage, too. And as long as we're doing our part to stand against it, God will do his part when it's time.
Yeah, and it's all these creepy dads taking their children to sit in the lab of convicted pedophiles. It's just so satanic. It's all a big ritual to F your children up, show how good you are, and it's so sick.
All right, I tune in to your show every day, and I'm listening to all of this crap going around, and it's demoralizing. You know, I kind of hope that, you know, maybe we can be more upbeat when I listen to your show, because some days I can't even tune in. It's just too much to deal with.
No, I hear you, brother. I'm the same way. But, you know, we're going to put the transmission out, and that's the end of it. Thank you. All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products, the X2, which is on sale right now. Does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWar. We need everybody in the fight so we can put an end to this madness and take our...
No, I agree. Back. Is it not crazy how out in the open it is now?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But the reason I called was Tuesday night, I received a phone call in what I believe is phase one of Biden's COVID task force plan here. From the Centers for Disease Control, wanting to take a survey about my COVID-19 vaccination and any other vaccinations that I may or may not have.
Absolutely. This is all about making you a criminal because their PCR test says you're positive. It's a perfect way to arrest whoever they want.
Yeah, and I think phase two is going to be the contact tracers knocking at the door. And then phase three is probably going to be, you know, the strike teams or whatever soccer you're calling it.
Well, there's no doubt that's their plan. This is, they want to arrest their political dissidents. They're going to intubate you and kill you with a intubation. So that's their plan.
Yeah, well, you asked us a couple months ago, Alex, what our line in the sand is, and, you know, I just want to put it out there that mine is absolutely 100% of the vaccine. I will not be force inoculated. I will not.
No, I agree with you, brother. And, look, when you look at Psaki and Biden, they look scared, brother. These are slaves. So as intimidating as this is, take heart. They know they're losers. You understand that?
Yes, sir. I think they do, too.
Oh, they know they're losers, brother. They're slaves. And they're about to execute an operation that will destroy them. Can you imagine being the FBI with the official national security directive? It's war with all gun owners, war with all whites, war with all veterans. I mean, it's designed to destroy the FBI and the police in a war. Then the Chi-Coms and UN come in. We don't want this civil war. But they're going to start it. So we're like, hey, please don't do it. Please stop. Please, you know. But they just said, hey, we're lawyers. We're liberals. We're going to have war with you like Waco, Waco times a billion. And they're just going to do it. So we're trying to fix it. We're saying, please stop. But when you're a leftist liberal lawyer with a machine gun, you want to kill Republicans. You want to taste man flesh. You want to make your bones. And that's what they're going to do. So they metaphysically need this confrontation. You understand that? Thank you, Eric. Let's jam in one more right now. Let's talk to Pete in New Jersey. Pete, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can.
So I'm going to be as concise as possible. Let me, you know, because this is an important issue, but let me first say why I love you. About 7 years ago, I was introduced through your show to a preacher who actually led me to Christ. And so now I have eternal life. I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I thank you for that. I'll always love you for that. But I want to talk about this issue of, you know, the LGBT movement or what the Bible just, you know.
The satanic pedophile movement, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Or what the Bible just calls sodomite. So I think it's so important that our verbiage as Christians and in the conservative movement, the patriot movement, what have you, we need to use the verbiage that the Bible uses, because the reason that the Bible uses such biting language about this issue and issues such dire warnings.
Because God knew this is how the attack would come. I used to wonder, why is the Bible so upset with gay people? Because it's not gay. It's an attack on the biology. It's an alien assault.
Well, if you look at the first mention of, we find the first story of a homosexual act in the book of Genesis with Lot and, you know, or I'm sorry, with Noah and his son Ham. It's basically someone, abusing their,
hold on, don't hang up. I'll come back to you. And it's not that we hate anybody, folks, but humans, you know, man, woman coming together and splicing humans is a religious act. I mean, this is heavy, just like hydrogen bombs. And God doesn't like playing games with it.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.